Hello, beautiful souls. I'm your host, Shakira Moore, and welcome to episode 16 in the series Revisited. Today, I will revisit previously recorded season 2, episode 8, Life is a Decathlon, Not a Sprint. When I recorded season 2, episode 8, Life is a Decathlon, Not a Sprint, we were just days away from bidding 2020 farewell, or in some cases good riddance. In that moment, when I reflected on all that had happened in 2020, both personally and as a collective, the one word I used to describe that entire experience was intense. And now in 2021, days before we bid this year farewell, I thought it quite fitting to revisit this episode because 2021 did serve up its fair share of challenges and obstacles. And I'm confident that in this episode, there are nuggets and gems that we can take with us into 2022. So my hope is, as I revisit this episode, there is something that will resonate with you, that will leave you feeling hopeful about the year to come, that will leave you feeling inspired to give the last few days left in 2021 the best that you can possibly give. And I encourage you to listen with an open heart and an open mind. Happy listening.
Just wanted to jump on here and leave some words of encouragement and just see how y'all are doing. Can you believe it's December already? Like, 67 months later. Feels like 67 months. We are finally in December. What a ride. The idea of life being a marathon was the recurring sentiment in my mind. And I kept thinking about what it means for us to run a marathon, not a sprint, because we are all familiar, I'd like to think, with the phrase life is a marathon, not a sprint. And I thought about what a marathon is. It's a road race, and the official definition is a road race that covers 42 kilometers. And I thought about what is involved in a marathon. And for some reason, I wasn't quite satisfied with that saying. And then I got a counter idea to life being a marathon. This year has definitely demonstrated that life is not a marathon, but a decathlon. And the difference between a marathon and a decathlon is marathon is just a road race. And for people who prepare for a marathon, I apologize, it's more than just a road race. But a decathlon is an event that covers different disciplines. So much is asked of you in a decathlon. If you want to do well in that event, you have to be good at hurdles. You have to be a strong competitor in the discus throwing, the shot put, the javelin, the long jump, the 100 meter dash. There's so many different events that you have to prepare for. And if you want to medal, then you have to have enough points in each event to increase your standing in the field of competitors. A marathon is a road race. So for a marathon, you're preparing for endurance. But for decathlon, you're thinking about strength and speed and agility. So much more is required of you. I've never lived through a global pandemic before, and I don't think most of us have. Working from home for 8 months, where everything or most of the things that we do on a day-to-day is now done virtually, where we're required to social distance, wear masks, our lives as we know it have changed completely. I think the appropriate expression is life is a decathlon, not a sprint. So there are a couple of things I want to just touch on, and in so doing, share some words of encouragement with you, because encouragement sweetens labor. If you're feeling sad and downcast, maybe even a little depressed, as in a depressive mood, not something that you've been diagnosed with, if you are feeling a little hopeless, downtrodden, and these feelings are strong when you reflect on life pre-COVID, then I humbly suggest to you, you may be grieving and you may need to give yourself that room, give yourself that space to grieve. And it's not weird, because we don't only grieve because of death. We grieve for a loss, full stop. You lose a friendship, you experience a breakup, you lose a job. Once you've experienced loss, grief is a natural response to that loss. So I encourage you, grieve. You've lost a lot, and it's okay to grieve. If you need to talk to someone about it, I encourage you, speak to a professional, find a therapist, find a counselor. If you have a wise, emotionally intelligent friend who you can share with, I encourage that also. But get the support. Lean into your support, and it's okay to grieve. It has been a challenging year. It has asked a lot of us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. We have been asked to give so much of ourselves this year, and we're still being asked to give of ourselves because the year is not yet complete. I just wanted to share those thoughts with you and to leave a word of encouragement. Now, in keeping with the spirit of this podcast, I'm gonna go all the way back. And by that I mean, I'm going to share a Jamaican proverb with you. So, the proverb I want to leave with you is, today for me, tomorrow for you. Today for me, tomorrow for you. And the translation is, today is mine, tomorrow is yours. Today is mine, tomorrow is yours. And the meaning is, everyone will face challenges and problems to achieve success in his or her own time. Everyone will face challenges and problems to achieve success in his or her own time. And that's the second idea I want to elaborate on just a little. Facing challenges and struggles are a natural part of life. It's what makes us appreciate success even more when we've had to struggle. It's what makes us appreciate the periods of happiness because we've had periods of sadness. It makes us appreciate the time of abundance because we've had a time of lack. So facing challenges and overcoming obstacles and struggles to achieve your success is par for the course. And each of us is on a unique journey. So my life looks nothing like your life, and that's okay. What's not okay is when we start to make comparisons. And I go back to social media. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we have people thriving. And that's amazing. People are thriving. People are highly productive and are doing so well, or that's what they present to you. Meanwhile, you're over here struggling. Getting out of bed is hard. This working from home thing is even harder. Every day you wonder if you're going to make it to the next. And you ask yourself, what is wrong with me? Why does my life look like this? I'm here to tell you, it's okay to feel that way, especially if you're bombarded by images that don't reflect your life back to you. But don't use those images to beat up on yourself. Do not rob yourself of your own joy by comparing your life to the lives of others. What success looks like to you might not look the same to somebody else. So figure out what success means to you and work to achieve that, and work to your own timeline. Do not let anybody else, and I mean anybody else, dictate to you what your timeline should be, because it is your life. So you have the right to live it on your own terms. Your timeline, the timing for your journey, is completely different from everybody else's. And today you might be down, tomorrow you may be up. Today somebody else might be the hero, and tomorrow there is zero. And that is the nature of life. So the idea that today is mine, tomorrow is yours, should encourage you to focus on your own race. Do not give in to the idea that you should compare your life to anybody else's and then beat yourself up about it. Take heart in the fact that your life is your own. It is your prerogative to have it look however you want it to look. Whatever experiences you want to have, that's your choice. However you want to create and design your life, that's your business. As you go through the rest of this month, and as you try to make it to the end of 2020, which I hope all of us do, take heart in knowing that you are in control, that your life is your own. Take accountability for your life. Do not play a victim. Take accountability and responsibility for your life. Take your power back and figure out how you want your life to look. Figure out the kind of relationships you want to have, personal, intimate, and friendships. Figure out the kind of person you want to be and work towards that. And if you need help to become that person, counseling or therapy or enrolling in some personal development courses, or if you want to get a new skill, or if you want to change your career entirely, whatever it is you want to do, start with that desire and work from there. And if you believe in the divine, if you believe in God or a God, and you believe that the divine also has some control over your life and that helps you cope, then by all means, that's your prerogative and that's your choice. But just understand that life is a series of overcoming struggles and challenges. That's what makes a victory even sweeter. The third and the final idea I want to leave with you is celebrate the small wins. It's so important to celebrate the small wins when you get them. You cannot go a day and not hear something COVID related. So when you achieve a win, whatever it looks like, you were able to go a full 8 hours at work and actually crossed off a substantial number of items off your to-do list, or you were able to go the day and not snap at someone, be it your spouse or your kids or a colleague. You were able to get out of bed today. You were able to comb your hair today. You put on makeup today. You went and got a trim and a shave today. Whatever it is that you did and you feel accomplished because of it, you started a new business, you signed a new contract, you got a new client, you got a new job. A point is, whatever it is that you did and you feel accomplished because of it, celebrate it. Celebrate it because it deserves to be celebrated. Celebrate it because you owe it to yourself to do so. It's going to make you feel good. It's encouragement and motivation to keep going, especially under these circumstances, given these circumstances. Celebrate the small wins. Whatever, as long as you celebrate the win. Pat yourself on the back, mentally or physically, because there are so many people who had grand plans, big ideas. They wanted to do this, have this impact, create this, build that. Where are they now? Sleeping 6 feet under. You're still here. So it's no small thing that you're still here. And if that's all you can celebrate, by all means, celebrate it. Because there are so many people who would trade places with you. Those below ground and those above ground. And any day that you're alive and you're breathing, it's a good day. It's a really good day. Gratitude is what will get you through. So in celebrating the win, feel and be grateful. And that will just expand the feeling, prolong the feeling, and you'll accomplish and achieve so much when you start with being grateful. So, my beautiful souls, I didn't intend for this episode to be a long one, but I had some thoughts I wanted to share with you, and I wanted to encourage you. So, it is my hope that as you listened, as you listen to this episode, that your faith and your hope and the motivation that you need will be renewed, and you will walk away feeling like you can do this, you got this, you've made it this far, so you can go further. Congratulations, you make it. So if you're listening to this, you made it. You went through every month in this year, and we're close to finishing out this year. So for that alone, pat yourselves on the back, because a lot of people didn't make it for whatever reason. But you did. You make it, and you can make it, and you will make it. So my beautiful souls, it was my pleasure sharing with you. Thank you so much for listening. If you felt encouraged or moved by this episode, drop me a line. I'll leave the email and the Instagram handle for the show in the show notes. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, and share it with a friend, share it with a family member, share it with a colleague. Let's get good ideas out there. Share the encouragement. Encouragement sweetens labor. So don't keep this goodness to yourself. Share it, man. Treat it like the gospel. Spread it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, remember, there are two sides to every coin. Just flip it to get the full view. Catch you next week. Bye.